One of the ways Christmas has evolved in recent years is that greetings cards have been replaced by sorry you were out cards from van drivers trying to drop off packages. This is a busy time of year for deliveries. The system struggles to cope, and we all know how inefficient it can be anyway, with wasted journeys to homes that have no one in. So we thought we'd try and spend 5 minutes to understand the workings of the industry. And we have two people to help us. Stephen Gibson, an independent postal consultant at SLG Economics, formerly chief economist at the Postal Service Commission. And Keith Whistler has been working as a parcel delivery driver for 16 years. He's out on the job at the moment, but has found some time to speak to PM. Before we come to you, Keith, Stephen, just give us what the kind of volume rise at this time of year is relative to the ordinary flow.
Yes, good afternoon, Evan. So typically, in the last quarter, in the Christmas quarter, volumes are up around a quarter, 25% above the rate during the rest of the year. However, last year, with the surge in the extra volumes from the Cyber Monday and Black Friday, etc., it was up 35%, so over a third higher than the regular parcels volumes.
And how well do the delivery companies manage that?
Well, they all struggle to meet the peak load. So their networks are not set up to meet the Christmas delivery rates. And also, volumes have been growing in the market generally. I mean, 11% last year and about 10% the year before. So 20% higher over 2 years than previously. And they're all running to keep up with that volume growth. And when it comes to Christmas, their networks start to creak.
Mm-hmm. Keith, I don't know how busy it's been for you today, but how different do you find this time of year? I mean, presumably they have to take on extra people rather than just work you twice as hard.
It varies depending on how much our couriers do. We're all self-employed, and I do quite a lot anyway, so I could only take a sort of small increase. So I cover normally four areas, come around about the end of October, we start looking around for somebody coming on as relief person to take on the work so that they, before the rush really gets going, that we've got somebody who starts to know the area and can cope with the extra volume which will come on then. In my case now, I've actually relinquished two of my areas from now till Christmas for that very reason, so that I still do about the same number of parcels, but it now takes, there's now three of us covering my total areas.
Where are you as we speak?
I live in Tewkesbury, which is Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
Mine is a very town area, so all my houses are nicely concentrated. Obviously, we have rural areas, which is where it's very important. We either have people who don't normally do very many and therefore they can cope with extras, or people that are brought in early enough to start learning where houses are, where it's just house names and no, you know, just Fred's house in back and beyond.
Do you like this time of year? I know I always sort of tend to feel a bit sorry for the delivery drivers because I think you must all be rushed off your feet at this time of year. But I mean, obviously, it's a bit of extra cash as well, presumably.
Well, yes, obviously, the cash goes a long way. Being self-employed, I get paid by the parcel. So if we double the number of parcels, I can go out and buy more Christmas presents myself. I enjoy the job all year anyway, so it doesn't get any worse or any better. Yeah.
What proportion, Keith, of the stops that you make at a home do not end in a delivery because nobody's there? This is the ridiculous frustration.
Well, in our case, because of the fact that our local depot is the back of my car, we don't have anywhere we can send the parcels back to. If we don't deliver them after three attempts, then they have to go back to the sender. I probably send back one parcel a month.
Is that all?
The thing is because of where I work, and I go out of my way when I'm going, if I'm out and about doing any deliveries, anybody who walks past me, I always say hello to them so that person knows me, because tomorrow I might be knocking on their door, grovelling for them to take in a parcel for their neighbour.
Mm. Okay, before I go back to Stephen, quick one, Keith. Pet peeves. What should people do that will help delivery drivers?
Sorry, I missed the first bit of that.
What are your pet peeves? What are the things that annoy you on the job? And what can people do to help the drivers?
The biggest frustration is the ones that don't put their addresses on properly. They go online late at night with their bottle of wine in front of them, tell me they live at number 35 and they actually live at 27.
OK, you can make life easier, folks, by ordering when you're sober. Stephen, how would you improve the system if we were going to? Is it the case that there are almost too many competing delivery companies who thus have low densities and they're all driving vans around the same street?
Well, there are about a dozen major delivery firms in the UK. But I don't think it's a problem of low volumes. I mean, volumes have been increasing very rapidly, and some of them, particularly Royal Mail and Hermes, have really been struggling to cope with the extra volumes, even when they do, as your other respondent said, recruit more people and more vans and more depots at the peak times.
Mm. And I don't know, do we not need a system of drop-off points? I mean, just in the end, wouldn't that make it so much easier that you could basically drop a whole lot off at one place and not have to go and knock on doors, 10 doors to do so, and find, you know, 7 of them are in?
Well, there are some models like that where people can collect their parcels from local garages or local train stations, etc. But people really do appreciate the convenience of having parcels delivered to their home, and particularly those parcel operators that are offering time slots, so you know when it's going to come, or you can arrange for it to be an evening delivery. You know, people are prepared to pay quite a bit more for that convenience and that personalisation.
Yeah, if they'll pay for it, they probably value it. Stephen Gibson, thanks very much, and Keith Whistler, good luck with the rest of your round today. And a very happy Christmas to you both.